And now, for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to Soul Talk Day, where our souls enjoy being talked about because they have no one else to talk about them. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach and author, high value woman too. This is my podcast, Thrive. So let's get thriving. I had a lovely thought this week about how I don't personally go to that beautiful place where I can communicate with my soul. It's been a while, but when I go, I turn my phone off. No disturbances are allowed. We all have these places, but maybe you're not aware of it. Soul places are where you go to find peace and quiet, and possibly answers to whatever you've been questioning. I do know our soul places change over time. I used to walk in our garden in Florida. The entire garden was planted with Florida-friendly plants. There were places to sit and brick walkways to stroll and a gardening bench. And I have so many pleasant memories of being in that garden. And I'd be looking for each plant to come back every year and grow to flower. I love this particular soul place, but when my life changed, I could no longer find my soul there. At the present time, I find my soul place to be my bed when I first wake up. This is where I have my aha moments. I'm snuggled in under my blankets and drifting in and out of sleep. This is my current soul place. Now that spring is here, I know I will drive up into the North Carolina mountains and I will find different soul places there. I have my favorite places. I'll take Rosie with me and we will sit looking at the scenery, and I will be so happy sitting there. I can finally sit in the mountains. There's a story there too, and I've gone on long enough today. But the mountains are where I feel my soul, and I will visit my soul place more now. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.